From Taylorville High School, Brad Binowitz and Jim Lee, thank you for being with us for the finale of this holiday tournament and probably the best crowd we have seen, certainly for a Galesburg game in this tournament, because they're playing the home team, the Taylorville Tornadoes, and lots of energy in this gymnasium. It's been a long time since Taylorville has played a meaningful game, and this is as meaningful a game as this program has seen in some time, playing for their own holiday tournament, which, of course, it's only in its second year. And, boy, if that doesn't look like a stroke of genius now, being able to secure that after Charleston lost the boys' tournament 2 years ago, then to be able to grab it, host it, and then play for your own tournament title in just 2 years. And people in Taylorville just must be beside themselves with excitement at the way this has all turned out for them.
Yeah, and it's not only that they're winning ball games, but they bring such an exciting brand of basketball to the court the way they get up and down. And, well, they're going to shut out the lights and do a little bit of a Chicago Bulls-type introduction here. So
spotlights are flowing.
Streaks will have their work cut out, not only if they played this game on a neutral court would it be tough, but in here tonight, and this, as we've talked at Taylorville, the floor is recessed. The stands are up a little bit above the court. Great vantage point for all the fans, as long as you're not behind a beam. So it's going to get loud in here, and the Silver Streaks have responded the last 2 years. They beat Teutopolis. You were there for that one over at Charleston, which was basically a home game for Teutopolis,
right,
the way the crowd was.
And it certainly sounded that way.
Last year they came in here and knocked off a very good Rantoul team and denied them the title. But to win it and three-peat, we're going to have to beat the home team on their home court, and we'll see what we can get done tonight against a very athletic Taylorville outfit.
And this is as much fanfare as Taylorville has put together in any of their games, turning off the lights. I mean, they have been going with the Alan Parsons Project Bulls intro theme music, but first time they've shut out the lights, gone with the spotlights on the Taylorville starters as they've been introduced. And just in case things didn't have enough of a high energy level here, there was a pregame presentation right after the national anthem, a plaque awarded to Coach Kerry McVickers, with a pretty good crowd here in attendance here at Dolph Stanley Court, in recognition of Coach McVickers' 500th victory in that 41-point win over Rantoul in Taylorville's first game in this tournament. So, you know, how much more excitement do you need, right? Silver Streaks will start the same five as they have the last three games of this tournament. Trevon Diggins, Carson Cheeseman, Ryan Carl, Ethan Meeker, and Grant Gibson. For Taylorville, it's become a traditional starting five as well for them in their 12th game. Grant Livingston, Kyle Wilhauer, watch out for him. Jack Fulk, Jeff McChristie had a big game earlier in the loss to Charleston, and Tanner Jackson starts. None of Taylorville's players are taller than 6'2". They are 8-3 on the year. Galesburg is 9-6. Both teams are 3-1 in the tournament. The winner takes home the tournament title, and the Streaks win the tip as they have in each of the previous four games down here. Cheeseman on the outside, drives, dishes to Gibson in the corner, out to Meeker, left corner, it goes to Diggins, fakes, drives, back out to Cheeseman, right corner, Gibson open for three, in and out, rebound, Carl bats it out, and chased down by Ethan Meeker for the Silver Streaks. Now with it on the left side, here's driving, Carson Cheeseman, ball deflected out of bounds, last touch by Taylorville. Streaks showing some deliberate patience here on the opening possession.
Now Taylorville comes out in a 2-3 or 2-1-2 zone defense, and so you've got to be patient, work the ball, try and find that good perimeter shot.
On the inbounds out high to Diggins. Trevon got in foul trouble in the loss to Rantoul earlier today, definitely had an impact on the outcome of the game. On the left side, Grant Gibson. He was held to 17 points. Grant had to work awfully hard for those 17 that he got in the opener earlier today. Bounce pass inlet to Carl, driving baseline, cut off, reverses back out to Gibson on the wing. Now to Diggins. He'll fire the three and got it.
There we go. Trevon, who got in foul trouble earlier today and didn't get to play for a great share of that ball game. I still think that's why we didn't beat Rantoul, was having to have him sit on the bench. Hits a three to start this one.
And he is all over Kyle Wilhauer, the leading scorer for this Taylorville team. In fact, he lit it up for 29 in the loss to Charleston earlier today. On the dribble on the right side, Jack Fulk, a 5'11 junior. He can knock it down from the perimeter. And now here's Jeff McChristie with it. He's the one with a taped ankle that Coach Kerry McVickers talked about in the pregame. Inlet pass through the lane, deflected away by Galesburg, chased down by Carson Cheeseman, then tied up at midcourt. And Carson gets called for traveling as he runs into Jack Fulk. I would have just as soon see the held ball rather than travel, but either way, Taylorville was going to get it back. So after a Taylorville turnover, they get it right back. On the inbounds into the backcourt to Grant Livingston, a 6'2 junior. We'll talk more about Kyle Wilhauer as this game goes along. He was the MVP of the Triad Thanksgiving tournament. On the left side, open three for Tanner Jackson off the back of the rim. Rebound, Gibson over the backside of Wilhauer, knocks it out of bounds. Wilhauer immediately looks at the official and wants an over and back call. They're going to lobby for anything against Grant Gibson they can get the entire night. 2-0 Galesburg. We're just underway here in this title game. On the inbounds, on the bounce, out to Tanner Jackson. On the outside, Fulk with it. Squared up like he was going for three. Gibson didn't fake on it. Didn't buy the fake. McChristie with it now, dribbles left. Onto the wing it goes to Fulk. Fakes, drives, in the free throw, just inside the free throw line. Misses the off-balance shot, and Trevon Diggins comes up with a rebound. Into the front court come the Streaks, leading 2-0. We're 2 minutes and 10 seconds into this game. Left corner, Gibson for three. Got it!
Grant was dialing him up during the pregame from long distance. He kept going back, farther, and he kept hitting all those shots. Let's hope that continues into the first half here.
6-0 Galesburg. The Streets knocking down some perimeter jumpers over that 1-2-2 Taylorville zone. Wilhauer, right side pass. It goes on to Jack Fulk on the wing. Knocked loose by Gibson. Chased down. Diggins gets it. It's a 1-on-2 foot race. The defenders clear out, and Trevon lays it up and in. It's 8-0 Galesburg. Taylorville calls timeout. 5:21 to go, first quarter.
I'll tell you what, when that ball was loose, there were two guys on either side of Trevon, and you knew if he got it, and he probably was going to, that he would blow by them and go all the way to the basket. That's exactly what happened. And Coach Kerry McVickers, very unhappy with his team early on. I'm really surprised they've come out in this zone, Brad. It slowed the game down. That's to our favor. What we saw these guys run and shoot and do earlier today against Charleston was really an impressive athletic show, but if they want to play half court, maybe we'll like that a little better.
I can't help but think that's not going to last very long because I think they're daring Galesburg, guys like Carson Cheeseman and Trevon Diggins, to shoot the ball. They're clearing off them on the outside. They're covering up Ethan Meeker and Grant Gibson for everything they can. Trevon knocked one down from the outside, his first open look. We've got a bit of a delay here as I believe it's Gibson over, relacing up his shoes.
Yeah, of course, you know, Coach Kerry McVickers second-guessing himself because he watched Steidel for Charleston, led him up for 40 points.
Zach Steidel, yeah.
Yeah, 8 3-pointers in the second half for Steidel. But as you said, the Tornado's not that big, 6'2", their tallest player. They jump really well. They play a little bigger than that, but still, I suppose that's why you go with the zone. Maybe they're concerned about Ryan Carl, but, you know, offensively, Ryan hasn't done that much damage this year.
But he has done some damage defensively on the inside. He's had some blocked shots in this tournament, come up with some big rebounds at times.
He has.
On the left side, McChristie on the dribble, working his way to the top of the arc. Carl, speaking of, comes out to defend in there, and McChristie backs up toward the midcourt circle. We're 3 minutes into the game. It's 8-0 Galesburg. On the left wing, pass to the outside, McChristie. Taylorville showing a lot of patience here, holding the ball more so in this early part of this game than we saw even one possession against Charleston. A drive in the lane, a running one-handed floater won't go. Here's Gibson on the run for the Silver Streaks, coming out with a rebound. Takes it all the way to the other end, up and in, and it's 10-0 Galesburg.
Well, that was the one thing. The transition defense for Taylorville was not good this afternoon. It's not good here, and the Streaks taking advantage.
And Taylorville calls a full timeout. 4:37 to go, first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kick off 2013 right. Head to Broadview on the Square and celebrate New Year's Eve in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the new year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street, with party favors and a champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Why burn gas and battle the traffic when the best parties are in Galesburg? Start 2013 with a celebration you'll never forget. Only in the Berg. Wishing you and yours a safe and happy new year.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
I've been with Jim Lee with you from the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, where the Silver Streaks in the first 3.5 minutes of this game have gotten off to an impressive start, leading 10-0 and, of course, 2 Tornado timeouts. Now, let's temper that by telling you that the Tornadoes got off to an 18-4 lead over Charleston in the game earlier today before Charleston came back to win. Here's a long three and a miss. And Trevon Diggins bothered under the basket, coming down with a rebound, then gets mugged trying to get out of it. Taylorville knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, Taylorville in every game of this tournament has started strong. They blew out Rantoul right from the get-go. Again, like we said, they started strong against Charleston. I think this is really unusual for them to not come out flying high. Streaks' quickness, I think, is bothering them, too, on defense.
They break the press. Here's Grant Gibson with it. Top of the arc it goes. Right side now to Meeker. Quick pass in the lane. Carl draws down to the low blocks. Short forces up the shot, overthrows the basket, and Willauer comes down with it for Taylorville. Now they can get out with it in transition. Gibson reaches in, knocks it away out of Willauer's hands, and called for his first foul.
Close. He got it out of there, but also got some arm on the call. Willauer, the guy that is really the one to watch for Taylorville, because he is quite an athlete. Just a sophomore. Both he and Grant Gibson similar in the fact they play much larger than their age, and they both have some swagger. They're very confident in what they do.
Moxie was the word you used in the pregame interview with Kerry McVickers. I thought that was a very fitting word.
Yeah. Not only the play, but just court awareness and presence.
He has it now. He'll shoot it from anywhere from the left wing, and he drained it. Taylorville's finally on the board. 3:48 in to go here in the first quarter. It's 10-3. Willauer scored 29 in the loss to Charleston earlier. On the right side, Gibson as the Streaks again break the Taylorville press. Carson Cheeseman on the outside. Diggins. Inlet pass deflected away and stolen away by Taylorville, trying to get it into Ryan Carl. Up court quickly. Grant Livingston reverses back, now has it on the left wing. Now back out to McChristie. Fakes the three, steps inside the arc, gets it into the lane. Now they kick it back out. Here's McChristie, an open three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound on the floor. Knocked away from Diggins into the hands of Ethan Meeker. Drives into the front court, draws a double team. Scramble for it on the floor, and somehow Willauer comes up with it, saves it. Streaks now take it away under their own basket, and Gibson lays it in. Scrambling basketball, and the Streaks getting the better of it right now, leading 12-3. Quickly, Willauer just inside the top of the arc, an air ball out of bounds back to Galesburg, and that's a situation where he's obviously trying to force it and make something happen for his team. He was very patient in the Charleston game and waited for his opportunities, but really forced one there.
He did, and part of the problem there was Trevon Diggins was draped all over him. Nobody in this tournament is like Trevon Diggins. He's the quickest, fastest, best guard when he's playing well that we've seen in this tournament, and he's caused a lot of good guards this year to have bad games.
Quick inlet pass to Marcus Ross, who has it batted away from behind. Streaks kind of defend those, bring the ball down low. Now they nearly steal it away, and Trevon Diggins does take it out of Willauer's hands, leading the break. Trevon up, has it knocked out of bounds, out of his hands. 2:30 to go. A lot of action in this first quarter. Galesburg still on top right now, 12-3. And the officials, thankfully, letting them play. We've seen only one foul called in this game so far. The officiating crew the Streaks had for the last two games has frustrated
goodness.
Coaches, players, and fans alike.
We were afraid that we were going to get them again tonight, but Mike Reynolds assured us he had checked on it when they came in. That was one of the first things he wanted to know. And a little bit different officiating style here in this one.
I'm glad to see him let them play. Diggins on the outside, over to Gibson. Right corner goes to Ethan Meeker. Back out to Grant. Quick inlet pass to Marcus Ross. Dribbles it on the floor. Kicks it out to Diggins. Left corner over to Joe Williams. And brings it back out to Trevon. Streaks not finding any holes in that zone so far, but they're willing to play patient defense. Or patient offense, rather. Gibson, skip pass left side over to Williams. Driving inside. Sidesteps the defender. Right hand too strong. Over the basket. Rebound on the weak side, Grant Livingston. Into the front court quickly. Squaring up, Sheedy pulls it back out. Cole Sheedy, a 6'1 sophomore, came in after the last Taylorville timeout. 12-3, Galesburg by 9. 1:40 to go, first quarter. Between the circles, Sheedy with it now. Flashing through the lane, they get it left side instead to Tanner Jackson. And Taylorville's had a hard time getting it inside the perimeter. On the right side, Sheedy working against Grant Gibson. Slapped it out of his hands with a steal. Leading the break. Using his body to shield the ball. Gets blocked by Willauer, but a foul called. And Grant's going to get a couple of free throws. So the only fouls in this game so far on the two leading scorers for each team.
And both of them coming against each other.
Yeah.
Gibson trying to steal from Willauer earlier. That time got the steal. Willauer comes in on the angle and fouls Grant going up.
Gibson shot Galesburg's only 4 free throws in the loss to Rantoul earlier today. He's to the line, 7 points in the game so far. First one up and in. 8 points for Grant Gibson, 13-3. Galesburg matches its biggest lead at 10, a minute 26 to go in the first quarter. Galesburg girls playing host Charleston at the holiday tournament over there. Keep you updated on scores from that game with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson on the call there. And nearly stolen away by Joe Williams, taking it away from Mitchell Rhymes at midcourt. And now a timeout called by Galesburg as the Streaks do come up with it. So as quick as Taylorville is using with the hand slaps and going for the hand checks and reaching in for the ball, Galesburg is giving it right back to him. And both teams seeing some success with it right now.
Well, the Silver Streaks' quickness has we've thrown a haymaker here in round one, in quarter one. And Tannerville trying to get up off the floor. They're a little intimidated right now by the Silver Streaks' aggressiveness on defense, completely taking Tannerville out of everything they wanted to do. They've just got the 1 3-pointer from Willauer, but other than that, nothing. And let's hope the Silver Streaks don't let up, because we've seen in this tournament, you let up for a little bit, you'll find yourself tied in a hurry.
And just to kind of reinforce the intimidation factor, if my stats match yours, Jim, I show Taylorville with as many turnovers as they have shots in this first quarter. Five.
Yeah, I've actually got them 6 turnovers.
Okay,
yeah.
So more turnovers than shots. 14-3, the Galesburg lead. Streaks coming out of the 30-second timeout with a minute 10 to go first quarter. Skip pass to Williams from Meeker. Left corner. Joe squares up. A little bit strong. There's Ethan on the weak side, but he has it knocked out of his hands by Livingston. And now here comes Taylorville leading the break to the other end, and a block by Marcus Ross on Cole Sheedy going strong to the basket. End of the first quarter at Charleston. Galesburg girls leading in a high-scoring first quarter there, 24-16 over the host Lady Trojans. Yep. Minute one to go here. Second foul on Galesburg. First of the game on Marcus Ross. And Cole Sheedy to the free throw line. He's made 13 of 18 in this tournament.
Yeah, girls cranked it up today, and hopefully we'll continue that offense into that game with Charleston tonight for the title.
Sheedy makes the first free throw.
Excuse me, they're just at the second day. Their title, right, hopefully, coming up tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Second free throw by Sheedy on the way, and it's up and in. There's a lot of patience and a nice stroke at the free throw line.
This ball's got that side spin that if you've seen Joakim Noah, the Bulls, shoot a free throw. It's got that same real slow rotation to the side, but he made it work.
Gibson on the inbounds to Diggins. Taylorville putting on that 1-2-2-3 quarter court press. Diggins to Gibson. Now he'll drive it across midcourt. Here comes the trap. They get it to Marcus Ross at the free throw line. Into the left corner to Williams. Back out high to Trevon Diggins near the elbow. Right side Gibson. Now onto the wing it goes to Meeker. He'll bring it back out to Gibson, trying to drive inside the zone. Skips it back left corner to Joe Williams. Williams brings it back. Skip pass right side. Open three for Gibson. A little bit long. Weak side rebound. Ross scoops it back out to Williams. Driving inside with 30 seconds to go. Gets tied up. Rips the ball away before the held ball comes. And now the Streaks are going to try to reset the offense here.
Mike Reynolds, you might be able to hear that stamping his foot over there, calling for one shot now.
Inlet pass to Marcus Ross. Brings the ball down, and he got called for traveling. 5 turnovers on Galesburg now.
Yeah, really, I thought maybe a bad choice by Grant Gibson to even pass it into Marcus there. When you're trying to work clock, you throw it into a guy that's got a double team in the lane. Better keep it outside.
On the outside, Rimes now brings it across midcourt with 10 seconds to go. Left side it goes to Sheedy on the wing. Hands off to Rimes. Rimes, a little guy, a 5'10 sophomore. Scrawnily built. Pulls up a jumper at the free throw line. Loose ball on the floor. And that's the end of the first quarter. 14-5 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Tomorrow at the Beanhive Coffee House on Simmons, meet Kari Loya, author of My Top 40 at 40, Making the First Half Count. Great stories about life after 40 by an Emmy-winning voiceover artist. It's from noon till 1 o'clock at the Beanhive. For more info, click our calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Galesburg forces a turnover, that aggressive defense on the opening Taylorville possession of quarter number two, and the Streaks trying to build on a 9-point lead here, 14-5. Streaks scored the first 10 points of the game and have kept the lead right there.
Silver Streaks are playing with the energy of a team that got scolded by their head coach all afternoon. Mike Reynolds was not happy with the defense against Rantoul in that loss earlier, and the defense has been phenomenal so far here tonight.
Bad pass by Joe Williams, deflected and stolen away by Taylorville. They missed the layup, but the rebound put back by Jeff McChristie, and it's 14-7. Taylorville starts to edge back in a little bit closer.
Our ball handling has left a little to be desired. 6 turnovers for each team now.
On the inbounds, Ross drives and throws it away, trying to get in into the corner. He threw it right to head coach Kerry McVickers for Taylorville.
Coach McVickers was ready, too. He caught that. That pass was thrown hard. No way we could pick that up on the weak side by Joe Williams.
Seven turnovers apiece between these two teams. 14-7, the Galesburg lead, but Taylorville trying to crawl back into it. McChristie with it, down low to Wilhauer, playing on the inside now. Gets the shot up over Trevon Diggins. And going for the offensive rebound, they're going to call Trevon for getting him on the arm, I guess, even though Trevon had better position. Yeah, that's what he's signaling to the officials right now.
Yeah, he kind of punched his arm back at the ball, and that's what drew the foul.
His first, 13 foul on Galesburg. Wilhauer to the line, where he has been only four times this entire tournament, but he's made every one of them and makes the first one there.
Yeah. Taylorville crawling back into this thing now, just down six, and Wilhauer chance to cut it to five. And he does.
49 seconds into the second quarter. Taylorville has scored the first 4 points here to go along with the last 2 points of the first quarter. It's cut an 11-point Galesburg lead down to five at 14-9. A little 6-0 run. Cheeseman back into the game for the Streaks with Diggins, Gibson, Meeker, and Joe Williams. Into the front court, Diggins. Meeker, who hasn't gotten off a shot after scoring a career-high 23 earlier today. Diggins drives right side over to Williams on the wing. Has completely lost the handle on the ball and dribbled it out of bounds. Streaks very sloppy here to begin the second quarter. And into the game comes Denzel Jones for the Streaks as Joe Williams will get a break.
Mike Reynolds trying to find a fifth guy that can give him what he wants right now. Joe Williams struggled.
Marcus Ross struggled.
You know, had some turnovers, and he's just trying to find somebody to fill that fifth spot to settle things down. We're turning it over. Rate we're not used to.
Yeah, eight turnovers, and we're not even a minute and a half into the second quarter yet. Down low on the baseline, Tanner Jackson skips it back out on the right side. Here comes a long three by Fulk. That one's short. Long rebound chased down by Carson Cheeseman. They will shoot it anywhere, so many times we'll see teams put it up that quickly and we'll say, well, that wasn't a good shot, but that's Taylorville's offense. Streaks with a three at the other end, and Grant's shot goes off the back of the rim and hits the support hanging down from the ceiling, so that technically goes out of bounds back to Taylorville.
Well, at least we got a shot that time. It was the first field goal
one.
Attempt
yep.
in the second quarter after three turnovers.
5:42 to go, first half down in Charleston. Galesburg girls leading the host Trojans 31-20. 6:15 to go before halftime here. Galesburg kind of clinging to a 5-point lead here as their offense has gone cold thanks largely to turnovers. Here's Wilhauer from a long three.
Oh, my gosh. He was way out in NBA range for that one.
It's a 9-0 run down to a 2-point Galesburg lead, 14-12. Streaks struggling offensively. Meeker, inlet pass to Gibson. Briefly lost a handle on it, works his way to the low block. Shot off the back of the rim, rebound Livingston for Taylorville. Here come the Tornadoes trying to tie it or take the lead for the first time. On the dribble on the left side, a hesitation dribble and a reach-in foul called on the Silver Streaks as McChristie was trying to go down the left side of the lane.
Now this thing hasn't got away because of our defense, but because of sloppy ball handling, not attacking that Taylorville zone the way we did in the first few minutes.
First foul on Carson Cheeseman. Wilhauer driving in along the baseline. Diggins cut him off there. The reversal pass goes out to Fulk. He's cut off at the free throw line, trying to go back door to Wilhauer. And Diggins got caught up in the footwork. He's falling backwards and fell back into Wilhauer a little bit, driving to the basket, and that's foul number two on Diggins.
Yeah, that's one you don't, to me, you just don't call a foul. He fell down, his man went to the basket. All he did was fall down. I don't know how you get a foul out of that.
On the inbound, the Streaks fall asleep, and then a foul on the rebound as Tanner Jackson missed it from the left side. They're going to get Taylorville over the back. That's a second team foul on Taylorville, first of the game on Jack Fulk, and five team fouls on Galesburg.
All right, we got to settle down offensively.
Yeah, definitely.
Get a couple of good looks here in the next few possessions.
Cheeseman back into the game for ball handling along with Meeker and Trevon Diggins. Denzel Jones bounce pass into Grant Gibson and a reach in and a foul called on Fulk, and quickly that's number two on him.
Yeah, clearly a hold on Fulk that time, had all over Grant Gibson on his left arm.
Yeah, reached around from the backside going for the ball. Hooked him pretty good, so that's three team fouls on Taylorville. 5:20 to go here in the first half. Streaks still on top by two after a 9-0 Taylorville run. Streaks trying to break that right here. Cheeseman on the inbound for the baseline, out high to Diggins. Left side, Gibson driving in, found an opening in the paint, skips it out to Ethan Meeker on the wing. He'll bring it to Gibson at the free throw line, shoots and scores.
They are covering up quickly on Ethan Meeker. He can't get a shot off, so quickly he got it back to Gibson, who took the nice free throw line jumper.
That's 11 for Gibson, 11 of the streak, 16 points. Teron Diggins has the other five. On the right side, Fulk with it. He's working against Denzel Jones. Bounce pass down low to Willauer, backing in on Diggins, forces it up off the glass and in.
Well, and unfortunately, Diggins is going to be limited now what right. he can do defensively with those two fouls. He had to just give Willauer what he wanted.
7 for Willauer in the quarter, 10 for the game. 16-14, Galesburg by 2. Cheeseman on the outside. Swings it over to Diggins. Now right back to Carson right in front of us on the right side. Ethan Meeker with it on the wing. Inlet pass to Gibson. Trying to post up, backing his way in. Gets fouled from the backside. That's number one of the game on Tanner Jackson. And Gibson will go to the line shooting two again.
Grant Gibson having to shoulder the load the way this yep. game is going, and I think that's right because he's much stronger than anybody they have inside. And while I like him playing out here facing the basket, in this case, yeah, he's got to put his back to the basket, and so far he's getting it done.
Well, with Ethan Meeker being covered up so much, coming off back-to-back career highs with 15 last night in the win over Charleston and 23 in the loss to Rantoul earlier today, he hasn't even gotten a shot off. 4:27 to go in the first half here, so Gibson's picking up more of the offense as he has 12 in the game now and 13 as he makes both free throws.
Well, the Taylorville zone prevents Trevon Diggins from penetrating, and I think that was probably one of the biggest worries of Coach McVickers is what Trevon could do to break down his defense if they played man-to-man.
Diggins hanging right with McChristie on the dribble drive to the outside. It's Willauer brings it in and gets it up with a one hand. So it's a one-man show for both teams right now with Willauer and Grant Gibson, the two leading scorers on the season, doing it here tonight. 12 of the game for Willauer. It's 18-16, Galesburg by 2, just past the midpoint of the second quarter. Left side Meeker finally got an open 3. That's a little bit long, but the weak side rebound chased down by Denzel Jones. Had Gibson in the lane, gets it out to Diggins. He'll shoot the 3 and got it. Big one.
Second of the night for Trevon.
21-16. On the jumper right side, White comes up well short, gets his own rebound, put back up and in off the glass.
White, the muscle of the team down low, built similar to Grant Gibson. Stocky, not real tall, but very solid, gets good position.
Cross midcourt, streaks break the press. Down the lane, Gibson gets the shot up and in, and a blocking foul called as the defense came over too late trying to draw the charge. Gibson got the friendly roll right down the middle of the lane, and he's got a chance at a three-point play. Galesburg by 5, 23-18. That's the second foul of the game on Jeff McChristie.
The tempo of this one's starting to pick up a little bit up and down the court now.
Sorry, that was the second foul on Tanner Jackson. My mistake. So 6 in the quarter for Grant Gibson. 15 for the game. As he and Willauer are single-handedly battling it out in this game offensively, and he makes a free throw. 5 for 5 on the night for Grant Gibson. Galesburg by 6, 24-18. 3:10 to go in the first half. Streaks have led the whole way after scoring the first 10. They lead by 6 here. McChristie in the backcourt working against Diggins. Pulls up on the left wing. Now springs it back out, throws it into the backcourt. Was intended for Rimes. And Rimes was cutting down the lane, but McChristie threw it behind him into the backcourt, and the Streaks will get it right in front of the Taylorville bench.
Well, Grant Livingston of Taylorville nearly tracked that ball down. Denzel Jones is letting it go for Galesburg, and Livingston, with a great effort, just came up short. Streaks get the turnover and hopefully can build on this six-point lead.
On the inbounds, Carson Cheeseman. Under 3 minutes to go first half. Cheeseman dribbles right. Now into the lane. Gibson shoots at the free throw line, and Grant's feeling it. He drains that one. Three
Man,
straight baskets
he?
For Gibson. Into the front court quickly. A block by Ethan Meeker. Saved under the basket
wow.
by Gibson, and he gets it to
play.
Denzel Jones,
Woo.
Who gets it over to Trevon Diggins, and now across midcourt. Streaks trying to build on an eight-point lead here. They led by as many as 11. Meeker double-teamed on the right wing, gets it over to Diggins. Somebody's got to be open, cutting back door. It's Denzel Jones up and in.
Great look from Trevon, back door by Jones, and a timeout, Taylorville.
With 2:25 to go in the first half, a full timeout by Kerry McVickers. Streaks lead 28-18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors.
crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
You could win cash just by wearing the WGIL button. Pick up yours today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. Want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan. Been so good to us all season and for several seasons here, providing our transportation anytime we hit the road. They gave us a 2011 Nissan Pathfinder for this long trip down to Taylorville and the journey back and forth to the hotel in Springfield. It's a great vehicle, and it'll be back early tomorrow morning. We invite you to check it out. We'll tell you more about it as the night goes along. Here it's 28-18 Galesburg coming out of the third. Taylorville timeout of the first half. Rhymes on the dribble out high, briefly lost it before Denzel Jones got to it. Now a tough pass and nearly stolen away by Diggins. And he has to jump to prevent his momentum from taking him into the scoring table.
Well, and he showed us some of that state long jump champion sure form did. There along that scorer's table. That was something.
Livingston now will inbound it from the end of the scoring table into the backcourt to sophomore Mitchell Rhymes. Approaching the two-minute mark of the first half, Galesburg leads by 10. Rhymes working against Denzel Jones. Got away with a high dribble. It wasn't called. Now the dribble by Sheedy. Passes it over to Rhymes. Now back to Willauer. He's just going to shoot over Carson Cheeseman and hits it.
When they need a basket, he's always going to be the guy they go to, and he doesn't care how far out he is. He'll let it fly.
12 in the quarter, 15 for the game. And Carson, the problem was he didn't step up to get a hand in his face. Galesburg breaks the press. Grant tries to go backdoor to Denzel Jones, and Taylorville read it perfectly, intercepted the pass. McChristie, who stole it, leads the break to the high post. Cut off by Diggins. Turnaround jumper. Then he tries to throw it underneath the Sheedy. Caught under the basket. Throws it up. Rims out. Rebound by Grant Gibson. It gets called for traveling. Coming out with a rebound.
Well, back-to-back turnovers by Grant. And the one before was tough because he got up in the you go up in the air. You're not sure what you're going to do. And then he saw a guy briefly open with that lane filled up. And then Taylorville was headed the other way on the fast break.
I don't know about that one either. On the inbounds, McChristie with a minute 26 to go before halftime lobs it into Willauer. Now Carson will get a little bit more into his face. Willauer trying to back his way in. Ducks to the right, puts it up off the back rim, rebound Denzel Jones.
Denzel was way up for that one.
McChristie doesn't miss much. He's got 15 for the game. Streaks lead by 7, a minute 9 to go before halftime. Cheeseman and Diggins on the perimeter. Gibson at the free throw line. In the corners, Jones and Meeker. Diggins with it now near the volleyball line. Tough pass, gets it over to Carson. Steps up to the arc, gets it over to Jones on the baseline. Skips it back out to Diggins. Right corner, Meeker trying to drive baseline. Cut off there, double team, skips it back out to Cheeseman. Now into the left side, nearly stolen away. Denzel Jones bats it back out to Cheeseman with 40 seconds to go before the half. Minute and a half to go before halftime at Charleston. Galesburg girls leading by 16 there, 44-28. On the outside, Diggins thought about the three. He'll keep it. Now over to Cheeseman, back to the left corner to Jones.
Just go for one now.
Yep, down under 30 seconds to go now. Cheeseman at the top of the arc, back to Diggins with 23 seconds to go.
Don't go inside. Wait until the clock's under 10 to do that.
Sticking in a 2-1-2 zone this time. Earlier it was a 1-2-2 for Taylorville. Now a 2-1-2 with 12 seconds to go. Diggins saw an opening, drives, and batted away. Tried to get it to Meeker, and a nice read by McChristie from the backside to knock it out of bounds in the corner.
I thought Trevon was going all the way. He had a little opening there.
I did too. Joe Williams and Marcus Ross back into the game. They're going to sit down Denzel Jones. Somebody else has to go out. Streaks have 6 on the floor. They're going to put Carson Cheeseman out.
Denzel did a nice job.
He did.
He stepped in where Ross and Williams were struggling.
7.9 seconds to go before halftime. Williams on the baseline tosses it out to Diggins. Diggins found an opening to the high post. He's going to shoot off the back iron. Rebound, knocked around. Sheedy comes up with it for Taylorville. He throws it up, hits the speaker hanging from the ceiling, and that's the end of the first half. Galesburg, a good first half. They lead 28-21 going to the locker room. First half stats, we'll talk with Steve Cheeseman, get an update on the Galesburg girls from Charleston as well. 28-21 over Taylorville in the championship game of the Holiday Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a great time to complete your building and remodeling projects now during Menards' New Year's Sale. Save big on our entire selection of drywall, all 10% off Menards' everyday low prices. Plus, update your home with Mastercraft doors. All special order interior doors by Mastercraft are 12% off. All special order entry doors by Mastercraft are 15% off. With Menards' huge selection and savings, you're sure to find the perfect new doors for your home.
Save big money at Menards.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The need for blood is always present. If you can donate blood, stop by Hy-Vee on Main in Galesburg on Monday, January 7th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center offers more information on our calendar at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Well, we're a long way from being done here in this championship game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. It was a good first half by Galesburg. They came out and really gave Taylorville a good roundhouse to begin the game. A 10-0 run. It got up to 11 briefly, but Taylorville bounced back. A 9-0 run got him within two at 14-12, and from that point on, the streak slowly and steadily built the lead to a 7-point halftime lead. It was briefly 10, but happy to be up 7 here at half.
Yeah, you know, in this environment, we came out and played so well early. Had some opportunities to be up more. We got sloppy with the ball. I guess they could say the same thing about themselves.
True. But,
surprised how many turnovers we had against a zone defense, but they do stretch it full court.
And they're active.
And they're very active. They're not just sitting back in a zone. They're coming out and contesting. As I said, Ethan Meeker can't get a shot off. So that's a problem because he's obviously one of our best shooters, if not our best perimeter shooter against a zone. But they're covering him up, so they know what to do there. The big story has been Grant Gibson inside. And he's had a few shots from the perimeter, but when he gets in the lane, they have no answer for him. He's too strong. And thankfully, he's not in foul trouble. Trevon Diggins picked up two there, had his concern, but thank goodness he didn't get his third before the half. So we're in pretty good shape that way. If we continue to play the defense that we are right now, I think we've rattled Taylorville a little bit. They are completely out of their game the way we've seen them play earlier in the tournament. They're not flying nearly as high right now.
We have speculated that their two losses coming into this tournament were to Lincoln by 30 and to Springfield Lanphier by 41 or something like that. And after watching them play, the only thing I could speculate was, as active as they are on the perimeter, they have no big man, and we saw some real gaps in their interior defense in the game that they lost to Charleston earlier, so I couldn't help but wonder if they're running into some big, strong players on the inside in the Central State 8, which is why they're getting blown out like they are, and here's Grant having a big game on the inside.
Well, and I can't help but wonder, too, if maybe they didn't take, you know, these guys, these kids love to get up and down the court, but if you take that approach against another team that's really good at it,
true.
If your transition defense isn't good, which theirs wasn't against Charleston
right.
many times, you're going to give up a ton of points. And I can't help but think that maybe Coach McVickers, after those experiences with the bigger schools, Lincoln and Springfield, thinking maybe Galesburg's a little the same, especially with Trevon Diggins on the court, he just can't catch the guy. And he doesn't want him to penetrate. He doesn't want Meeker to shoot. And those are the two things they have shut down for us in this first half, so he's accomplished that much.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs at the half at Charleston. Galesburg girls had a great first half. They lead host Charleston 49-29 at halftime.
Them.
So they have really gotten their mojo back here in the last couple of games. Off to a slow start with Paris last night, then they put together a much better second half, and they've continued it today with a big win over Urbana and now leading by 20 at the half. there. Earlier today here at Taylorville to wrap up the tournament, Rantoul beat Rochester 47-40. They finished 2-3. Rochester goes 0-5 for the tournament. Mattoon with a big upset over Charleston, 75-68. Both of those teams finish at 3-2. They're going to turn around and play each other next Friday night in an Apollo Conference game, as those two are enormous rivals. And that was a big, big win for the Green Wave right before this game here at the half, where the Silver Streaks lead Taylorville 28-21. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and look at the halftime stats and talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Galesburg by 7 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Cratty Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of snow tonight. Scattered flurries after midnight, overnight low of 23. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered flurries in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, high of 26. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and colder with an overnight low around 10. Sunday, sunny with a high around 30. Sunday night, not as cold, cloudy, low of 25. And Monday, cloudy with a high of 27. Monday night, cloudy with an overnight low down around 14. Currently, it's 23 at WGIL.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Championship game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Silver Streaks lead the host Tornadoes 28-21. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's go to the opposite side of the court to Jim Lee with Steve Cheeseman.
Steve Cheeseman at halftime, pretty good performance defensively by your team here.
Yeah, very good. I mean, they're very skilled. They have a lot of shooters. They can create, make plays. I thought we did a good job. We made a couple of adjustments personnel-wise, but I thought really did a good job. We got off to a great start. Their zone, we've moved the basketball in our 2-1-2 set. I think if we can get the ball in the middle and stay under control, we can attack the basket. We had some success there with that. Got to just keep playing, and you know, you don't want to say play the same way, but, you know, good things have happened so far. We've got to continue to, you know, play the old one possession at a time, so to speak.
Were you surprised they've been in the zone the whole half?
No, I mean, that seems to be their personality. They may trap us a little bit out of that and extend that up to give it a different look, but that seems to be their calling card and what they do defensively.
Grant Gibson's carried the load offensively. Ethan Meeker can't get a shot off, and of course, we can't penetrate with the guards, so a lot of it's up to Gibson right now.
Yeah, and I mean, in their zone, it's a little bit more open around in the middle because they force outside. We got to use our pass fakes, get the ball in the middle again, and let Gibby go to work.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. Let's take a look at the first half individual scoring for these two teams. Again, our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Kyle Willauer leads Taylorville with 15. Nobody else has more than two for the Tornadoes. Cole Sheedy, Jeff McChristie, and Tanner Jackson each with two. Let's see. Jack Fulk, Grant Livingston, and Mitchell Rimes have not scored for the Tornadoes. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson has 18 of the Streaks, 28. Trevon Diggins has 8 of the rest, and Denzel Jones off the bench with 2. Nobody else for the Streaks has scored. That includes Ryan Carl, Joe Williams, Carson Cheeseman, and Ethan Meeker. Galesburg has the ball to begin the second half, leading 28-21. We'll run through the team stats as we have an opportunity here in the third quarter. Diggins, Cheeseman, Meeker, Carl, and Gibson to start off the second half. So the same starting five for the Streaks to begin the second half. Here's Diggins penetrating, gets it out to Ethan Meeker. Sidesteps a defender. Three-pointer on the way, no. Carl, too short of the rebound, and stronger on the second effort.
Two good things there. Ethan Meeker got a shot off, and then Carl finished it off with a putback.
Galesburg by 9, 30-21. Errors were just underway in the third quarter. For Taylorville, here's a penetration drive by Livingston. Cut off, gets it out on the three by Fulk. Off the front of the rim, rebound tapped out. Meeker got a hand on it, but Taylorville's going to chase it down to Jeff McChristie.
Ball just barely caught the front iron, hence the long carom out. Even though we had position, we couldn't get the rebound.
On the right side, this is Livingston with it. Hands off to McChristie. Lobs it in on the weak side, and there's a hold called in the Silver Streaks as Livingston came down with it on the weak side, and that'll be a very quick foul here, 53 seconds into the second half, and the second foul of the game on Grant Gibson. On the inbounds, left wing, Willauer got a brief look. He's a little bit strong on the shot. Rebound knocked away from Ryan Carl, then deflected out of Trevon Diggins' hands. Right.
Hello there. Do you recognize my voice? That's right. I'm a professional announcer. My voice has power. I get paid to talk, and I can talk about anything to anybody. Except when it comes to talking to my parents about their care as they get older. Whatever I try, I can't seem to talk about the aging issue.
No matter who you are, it's not easy talking about aging. For help getting started, go to voa.org/talk. A message from Volunteers of America.
Hey, this is Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers Band. You know, if you take a trip down to Macon, Georgia to pay a visit to the Allman Brothers Museum, you'll find a big house full of incredible memories. It's really a great chance to travel back in time with the band. But on the day in 1999 when I was diagnosed with chronic hepatitis C, I decided that instead of looking back, I was going to spend my time looking forward. For me, that meant taking the next step and talking to my doctor about my options. It was a big decision, but one I'm glad I made. Now I'm on tour again, singing the songs that I love and making music, as well as memories. Don't wait to tune into your Hep C. Talk to your doctor about your options and find out more at tuneintohepc.com.
My sister Katie and I love to shop.
Well, mostly window shop.
She means we're thorough.
She means we're bargain hunters.
Exactly.
But my sister Kelly showed me an article that made me change a really bad habit.
Just wanting us to do what's right.
You see, at one time, I just couldn't stay away from those bargain knockoffs. You know, the handbags and scarves sold on the street.
Counterfeit merchandise?
Ooh, you make it sound so illegal.
Well, it is stealing.
Ouch. I wouldn't steal. I didn't realize that this sort of stealing can lead to more Americans losing their jobs.
So, no more buying fakes and knockoffs, right?
Right. Just honest bargain hunting.
Now you're talking.
Remember, counterfeits hurt, but you have the power to stop them. To learn more, go to www.ncpc.org/get real. That's ncpc.org/get real. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you here from Taylorville. Thanks for sticking with us through a bit of a dead spot there. Here as we're back to action, 4:51 to go, third quarter, a 7-point Galesburg lead at 32-25. So start of the second half at 7 points. Streaks build it up to 11 at 32-21. A mini run here by Taylorville has them back to 32-25. Galesburg with the ball. Cheeseman on the inbound to Gibson. Driving in, found an opening. Sidestepped a defender, but he missed the shot. Ryan Carl gets the rebound. Misses the putback. Under the basket. Into the hands of Grant. Gibson up and in.
Not many times this year have we been able to use size advantage, but this is a game where it's come in handy twice here in the second half.
34-25, and a short shot on the opposite end. Rebound by Taylorville, and a block by Ryan Carl, but right to Jeff McChrystie. In the lane, throws it over on the right wing to Fulk. Driving past Diggins, scoops it underneath. Good look to Tanner Jackson, who lays it up and in. That was pretty. 7-point Galesburg lead, 34-27. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. Trevon Diggins, right side Cheeseman, now under the wing to Ethan Meeker, who did score a basket while we were away. He's finally in the scorebooks with two. Carl fakes left, drives right, out to Meeker for three, in and out. Rebound Tanner Jackson. Good look by Ethan. A little more arch on that one, he might have had it.
Yeah, Jackson got away with a push-off. He shoved Ryan Carl into the basket.
Here's a three by Willauer, top of the circle. Gets his first points of the second half. Pulls Taylorville within four, 34-30. He has 18 in the game now. Into the front court. Gibson, wide open answer, to answer. Does! Timeout, Galesburg. 37-30. Streaks will take a breather with 3:34 to go here in the third quarter.
Now the two super sophomores are matching each other. Seems like every time that Willauer does something good for Taylorville, Grant Gibson has an answer, and that was the case right there in that bang-bang exchange of three-point shots. Streaks with some breathing room again, up seven.
Grant has five in the third quarter, 23 for the game. Willauer has three in the third quarter, 18 for the game. And the Silver Streaks have that seven-point halftime lead back now at 37-30.
And even with all the discussion by the teams in the locker rooms at halftime, I really don't see a whole lot of change in this ball game. Taylorville's still using their same zone defense for the most part, and the Silver Streaks seem to be attacking it pretty much the same way, using Ryan Carl a little bit more on the inside.
So the Streaks put on the full court press, as they often do, coming out of a 30-second timeout, but now back off it into the half court with Willauer leading at the point now. Trying to work around a screen. Dumps it underneath. Tough pass. Saved on the baseline. And then Taylorville throws it away. Marcus Ross up court to Grant Gibson. One on three. Pulls up. Shoots and scores.
Well, and Tanner Jackson was expecting Gibson to crash in like he had done in the first half. That time Gibson smartly pulls up for the short jumper.
First turnover of the second half for Taylorville. On the left side, Jack Fulk. Inlet pass to Livingston. He tries to save it on the baseline. Out of balance and throws it away. Trying to get it to Jackson on the sideline. So back-to-back turnovers by Taylorville, and the Streaks have a chance to build on this lead now, up nine, 3 minutes to go third quarter.
And Ethan Meeker, very physical there, but got away with a bump, I thought, which right in front of the Taylorville bench as the ball was going out of bounds. So the Streaks, as they got challenged, lead cut down to four. It's back up to nine, and we've got the ball.
I gotta believe this is where all these close games that the Streaks have played in the first half of the season would benefit them. Taylorville either wins big or loses big. They haven't been in many tight games. One of the few ones. They lost earlier today to Charleston. Diggins, top of the circle. Cheeseman now thrown behind him by Ethan Meeker, but it was deflected by McChrystie, and the official immediately indicated that it was deflected, so the Streaks do not get an over-and-back violation, much to the displeasure of the Taylorville crowd. Now, boy, McChrystie is so active defensively. He comes again from the backside and slaps a pass away. Intended for Meeker on the sideline.
Yeah, you want the Silver Streaks to keep this little bumper here tonight because you got the hometown crowd ready to explode if the home team gets to doing something well. So if you can keep them quiet, keep the momentum of the game.
And again, I can't emphasize enough how nice it is to see the officials let them play in this game after watching the officiating style of the last two games the Streaks have played. Diggins pulls up in the lane, off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around, and Willauer controls for Taylorville. Good idea by Trevon, just couldn't finish it off. He had a good look at it. On the left side, Sheedy driving, gets it out to Willauer. Looking for 20 points. Cheeseman sticks right with him. Now Willauer drives, cut off, gets it into the right corner. Here's a drive by Fulk, found an opening on the low
block.
Hits the bottom, and a rebound fought for on the floor. Outlet to Grant Gibson, bringing it in from the left side. A little bit strong, rebound Ross. No, put back Gibson.
Ross great on both ends of the court that time, keeping the ball alive and blocking it on the one end, and then Gibson able to finish what Ross started on the offensive side.
41-30. Here's Fulk driving again. This time he found an opening, took it all the way up and in. Nobody there to block him that time. 41-32, Galesburg by nine. Under a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Diggins working his way toward a double team, passes it over to Cheeseman. Into the front court. Left side it goes to Meeker on the wing. Willauer with the long arms outstretched there. Diggins top of the circle. He's got Cheeseman open on the right side. Reverses left to Meeker. Back to Trevon at the top of the arc. Right side, knocked out of bounds by McChristie. That's four times I can think of that he's done that, just kind of sneaking in from the backside on the pass and deflecting it out of bounds.
Yeah, Coach Mike Reynolds yelling at Trevon saying, use the bounce pass or something, because McChristie is watching that telegraph. We're fortunate we haven't coughed it up there. In fact, Trevon going to have a seat here for the final minute plus of the third quarter.
And he gives Coach Mike Reynolds a big smile. Not much flusters Trevon Diggins.
No. Getting the third foul, fourth foul today flustered.
Yeah, for sure. And understandably so. Meeker completely lost the handle on the dribble. Willauer picks it off. He's going to lead the break to the other end. And the Streaks are going to foul him from the backside.
Actually, a great foul.
And Kerry McVickers, head coach for Taylorville, is out 15 feet onto the floor screaming for an intentional foul. Willauer was trying to go in for the layup. And a push foul called from the backside against
Cheeseman.
Yeah, Cheeseman. And they're not giving the intentional foul call. And they're talking it over with Kerry McVickers right now. And Mike Reynolds has his arms outstretched saying, hey, don't leave me out of this.
Yeah. Well, I agreed with that one because it was well away from the basket. And he reached over and slammed the arm down, but he didn't wrap him up. Different phase of the game, maybe.
On the inbounds, they go right to Folk, who puts it up and in. Well, Taylorville's getting fired up now. They're still down seven.
Yep.
They play with a lot of heart and emotion. And they don't hide it.
All it takes is a three-pointer here at the end of the third quarter to shut them up.
On the right side, Gibson driving in from the right side. He shoots over Jackson waiting there, and the rebound by Willauer. Quick shot by the Silver Streaks. Here comes Taylorville. Willauer into the front court, driving on Joe Williams, leans in, forces it up, and a foul called. He's going to get two free throws here. That'll be number two in the game on Marcus Ross. Still a seven-point Galesburg lead with 26 seconds to go third quarter. And Willauer will go to the free throw line.
See the intensity of a game builds. You get into the second half. Those whistles in the first half would have just gone pretty well unnoticed. But as the game winds down and Willauer nails the first free throw, every call gets magnified. And then you see teams start to get frustrated if they don't get a couple of calls. And we're starting to see that on both sides here.
Willauer has not missed from the free throw line this tournament. 8 for 8 now as he makes both. Taylorville within 5, 41-36. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Cheeseman, Williams in the backcourt. Gets it over to Cheeseman. It was deflected away by Willauer. Now Cheeseman deflected in the backcourt. Stolen away. Streaks get it right back. It's set to bounce.
Okay, yeah, I think we're getting a little something. I can hear it. I can't hear the station, though.
There we go. Well, Joe Williams slammed into our table here, and he actually knocked my headset switch out.
I can't believe we're still on the air because the whole console bounced, and we had a player in the lap that time. And what's transpired, Taylorville gets the turnover, missed the layup, got fouled. And so we got free throws coming with Taylorville down by 5. Silver Streaks 3.6 to go in the third quarter, trying to weather a Taylorville rally.
Jack Fulk went down hard as the Streaks went to the free throw line. He's coming out of the game. He was down for, I don't know, at least 30 seconds. The trainer's coming over to check him out, and he's holding his arm, and he's kind of shaking her off, saying he's going to be all right. Mitchell Rimes is going to shoot the free throws here instead.
That's fun to be courtside, but one of the hazards is sometimes you end up in the game.
I've been waiting for that to happen the whole tournament. I haven't seen it happen to anybody, but it's bound to happen when you're playing, what, 15 games over the course of 3 days, and you've got 5 radio stations courtside. Somebody's going to get hit at some point. Rimes misses them both. And the Streaks get the rebound, and then trying to get it up court quickly. Turn it over. So, still up 5 at the end of 3, 41-36. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no right or wrong way to dunk a chicken McNugget. Some dip into the sauce daintily with one pinky extended. Others pretend their McNugget is a tiny NFL running back dunking over the goalpost.
Then there's the sauce. Some prefer the cool taste of creamy ranch. Others the boldness of spicy buffalo. And some mix them together just because they can. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. At just $4.99 for a 20-piece box, there's more dunking to love. McDonald's, official sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
Kick off 2013 right. Head to Broadview on the Square and celebrate New Year's Eve in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the new year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street. With party favors and a champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Why burn gas and battle the traffic when the best parties are in Galesburg? Start 2013 with a celebration you'll never forget. Only in the Berg. Wishing you and yours a safe and happy new year.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. 41-36, end of the third quarter. Galesburg will send Diggins back out onto the floor. There was a conference with the two head coaches and one of the officials right in front of the scoring table. Taylorville will have the ball to begin the final quarter. Mike Reynolds looks off to the side. I don't know if he's looking at Ralph Henning over there, maybe. He kind of shrugged his shoulders with a big smile. So whatever the argument is, I don't think he won what he was looking for, but he didn't lose it either. Taylorville lost it. Good defense by Grant Gibson in the backcourt. He just kind of got a hand in on Jack Folk, who's back into the game after injuring his arm there late in the third quarter. And Folk put it on the floor and just lost it right out of bounds.
Well, Silver Streaks have answered every time Taylorville has climbed within 3 or 4 points here and stretched the lead. Let's hope we can do it here again, opening the fourth quarter.
Cheeseman, Meeker, Diggins, Ross, and Gibson for the Silver Streaks. Cheeseman falls down, gets called for traveling as the double team came out on top of him right in front of the Galesburg bench. And the Streaks do turn it over on their first possession. Now, Streaks have been rattled at times like we haven't seen them from time to time this year, just as they have rattled Taylorville. Still a 5-point Galesburg lead, 41-36. They've led the entire way after scoring the first 10 of the game. Their lead has been as small as 2 at times. But it's 5 right now starting the third quarter. And Taylorville loses a dribble at midcourt. Trevon crawling on the floor, scrambling for it. And then reaching from the backside, McChristie ties him up, and the Streaks will get it back.
Well, Trevon on the floor, he knew if he could get up, he could go grab it and get a layup, but he just couldn't get there.
It's like in a dream, you know. You're moving in slow motion trying to get there. So the Streaks do get it back, though. Diggins, left side Cheeseman. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, it's 41-36 Galesburg.
Taylorville really extending that zone. They're leaving some openings if we can just take advantage of it.
Diggins on the outside, covered up by McChristie, gets it over to Meeker. Tough pass on the sideline, gets it over to Grant Gibson. Now top of the circle, Marcus Ross. Over on the left wing to Carson Cheeseman. Gibson's flashing in the lane if they can find him there. Tough pass on the sideline, stolen away by McChristie. Throws it into the backcourt, and it dribbles all the way out of bounds under the Taylorville basket. Galesburg will hang on to possession here. Long 56 seconds starting up this fourth quarter.
Really,
a long way to go.
Do have to look for Grant because he's on the high post at the free throw line, and they're pressuring, double-teaming our guards. If we get it to him, he's going to be one-on-one with somebody going down the lane. They don't have anybody that can handle him. So that's job one, find Grant at the high post.
They set up the three-quarter court trap. Diggins in the backcourt, stops short, now gets it across midcourt in a tough spot. Gibson, backdoor cut, Marcus Ross up and in. Good look from Grant Gibson on
sure
the assist.
Was.
First basket of the game for Marcus. Galesburg by 7. Quickly the other end. Rebound put back after the miss by Willauer. Jackson up and in.
Good hustle by Jackson to follow his teammate Willauer to the basket.
That's one thing about Taylorville. They do not waste any time. On the left side, Meeker. It's been held to 2 points tonight. Right side, Ross. Down low, underneath. Gibson, pump fake right, up with the left, fouled, no basket. He'll get a chance at 2 free throws here.
Yeah, the only guy physically that can match Gibson is Jackson. I think that just, is that 3 or 4 on him now?
That's 3 on Jackson.
Yeah, if we get the ball to Grant in that position, he'll foul him out. If Grant's got the moves, he can take it right at him.
Only the second team foul on Taylorville here in the second half, 5 on Galesburg. First one by Gibson up and in. Gibson with 9 in the third quarter, 27 for the game. He's 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Going for his 29th point here. Galesburg by 7 as he makes them both. 45-38, 6:28 to go in the game. Into the front court comes Folk. Dribbles between a double team. Works his way to the right. Now onto the wing it goes. Inlet pass, drawing a double team. Bringing it back out is Jackson. Ross comes out to follow him there. Galesburg girls continue to lead big down at Charleston. It's 69-40 over the hosts at the end of three quarters there. Much tighter game here at Taylorville as the Streaks boys take on the host Tornadoes. Top of the circle, Jackson steps inside. Fulk fakes the three. Covered up by Gibson. Pokes it away. Saved just near midcourt. Now Jackson has it. A little bit of a bump by Ross. Thankfully, no foul called. Under 6 minutes to go in the game, and there's a foul called on Meeker. Little hand check called as Cole Sheedy drove in from the right side. Just the first foul of the game on Ethan Meeker.
Yep, Ethan clearly extended both hands that time, trying to keep him from going baseline. Just the second foul on the Silver Streaks.
No, 16 fouls. Well, only two on Taylorville.
Whoa.
5:50 to go in the game. Fulk to inbound to our right. Looking. Tough pass to the outside. Finds Sheedy as he threaded it between a couple of Silver Streaks. Fulk trying to find Willauer. He does, just inside the free throw line. Puts it up with the right hand and in. Good defense by Carson Cheeseman. Wasn't much he could do about that one.
No way to stop that shot the way Willauer elevates.
45-40, his first points of the fourth quarter. He's got 22 for the game. Cheeseman in the backcourt. Picks up his dribble. Skips it right side over to Ross. Quick look down low. Yep. Grant Gibson up and in. He's
excellent.
Got 31 in the game.
Great look that time. As we said, the way Taylorville's playing defense is opening up the middle for Gibson, who's taking him to school.
And if Marcus doesn't make that touch pass as quickly as he does, the Streaks don't get it. Jackson on the outside. Ross guarding him there. Approaching the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Jackson dribbling right and a hand check call on the arm. That's a 17 foul on Galesburg. Tornadoes shoot free throws the rest of the way. Coach Mike Reynolds signaling to his team, guys, play defense like this. Saying play defense with your lower body, not with your arms. And that's the fourth foul on Marcus Ross. Jackson to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
Yeah, because when we lose ball games, it's because the other team kills us at the free throw line, like this afternoon. 21 free throws to 4. Rantoul took advantage of it to beat us.
Unbelievably, Taylorville was 2 of 6 from the free throw line in the third quarter, but Jackson makes the first one there. He's 8 of 11 from the line in this tournament. 47-41, Galesburg by 6, and now by 5 as Jackson makes both. He has 8 in the game. 47-42.
Now, Taylorville watched a player from Charleston score 40 points this afternoon. Grant Gibson's got 31. If they don't change their defense and we keep executing, he may end up with 40 before this one's all over.
And in a completely different style.
Yep.
Zach Steidel got it by knocking down 8 three-pointers in the second half and 6 for 6 from the free throw line down the stretch. Here's Gibson driving in from the right side again. Fulk gets called for a foul, reaching in as Grant drove to the basket. And he thought he had it cleanly, and so did the Taylorville student section right above them in the front row.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Coach McVickers for Taylorville will change something up. They're risking everything to try and steal it at the guard spot.
Yep.
And leaving Gibson in a one-on-one inside, and he's just tearing them up.
He'll go to the free throw line. Looking for his 32nd point, and he gets it. Grant hasn't had a big game like this since just after Thanksgiving.
Shooting into an active student body there for Taylorville. They lined the posts behind the backboard and tried to do everything they can to distract the opposing shooter.
And he makes a second one. Grant Gibson has 9 in each of the first three quarters. 6 here in the fourth quarter. 33 for the game. Galesburg leads by 7. 49-42, under 5 minutes to go. Left side on the dribble. McChristie trying to drive in. Bounces it through the lane to the outside. Sheedy for 3. Got it. Good ball movement. Found Sheedy wide open on the outside. Pulls Taylorville back within 4. 49-45. In the backcourt, Diggins and Cheeseman. Into the front court, Marcus Ross. Deflected pass. Somehow Gibson gets it away from 3 Taylorville defenders, and he's fouled going up for the shot. And the foul on Willauer is his 3rd. He's saying, I had my arms straight up. I'm just so impressed that Grant somehow got that
something.
Ball away from 3 Taylorville defenders.
He was a man among boys, and one of the things that makes Grant so special is the strength not only of his body but his hands. He's got great hands. And able to steal that thing away and get to the free throw line again.
And first one up and rolls off. Just about dropped through. That's his first miss from the free throw line tonight. 9 for 10. He'll get a second one, though. Galesburg leads by 4, trying to hit the 50 mark. And there it is. 50-45, Galesburg. Grant Gibson with 34 in the game. 4:25 to go in the game. And a timeout, a full timeout, called by the Silver Streaks. Galesburg leads by 5. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see, who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
4:25 to go in the game here at Taylorville. The winner between the host Tornadoes and the Silver Streaks is the winner of this second annual Taylorville Holiday Tournament. It's been a great game to watch, very entertaining. Silver Streaks led by as many as 11. Taylorville closed to within 2. The Silver Streaks have built the lead back up to 11 in the second half. Taylorville has closed to within 4. Right now, it's a 5-point Galesburg lead at 50-45. The Tornadoes have the ball coming out of the Silver Streaks' 32nd timeout.
Now, we saw Charleston lead this Taylorville team for a good part of the fourth quarter today, and every time they thought maybe they got comfortable, they would come back and hit a three. You have got to play to the final buzzer against this Taylorville team. They're still very dangerous, but again, until they find an answer to stop Grant Gibson, I'm not sure they can get it done.
Streaks have played pretty effective defense here in this fourth quarter, but they've started to pick up some fouls. On the left side, Rhyme steps inside the arc, shoots an 18-footer and missed it. Streaks don't mind if he's the guy taking the shots, as he's been pretty quiet this whole tournament. Trevon Diggins comes down with his fourth rebound. Galesburg now trying to build on a 5-point lead with the ball. At the free throw line, Gibson out to Meeker, covered up very quickly. Flying in his face, McChristie doing all kinds of hopping, gets the pass away to Diggins on the left side. And Rhymes flopping down as Trevon got the arm out there. He's really trying to sell a push-off there. Inlet pass to Gibson. Free throw line. Scoops it underneath to Marcus Ross. Through his hands. Saved by Rhymes on the baseline. Turnover Galesburg. Quickly up court. Firing it to the left wing for three. McChristie good. 2-point game. 50-48.
They made McChristie's, the Silver Streaks pay for the turnover.
McChristie's first basket of the game. He has 5 points. He had 2 free throws in the first quarter. Coming off a 17-point effort against Charleston earlier today. This is the closest Taylorville has been since the first half. Gibson inside the free throw line. Shoots off the front of the rim. And the rebound by Livingston. Here comes Taylorville trying to tie it up for the first time. Or maybe take the lead as we approach the 3-minute mark of quarter number 4. Driving, McChristie dumps it off onto the right wing. Back out high to Cole Sheedy. He'll shoot it from anywhere. Now gets it back over to McChristie on the outside. Driving in on Diggins. Gets down low into the corner to Sheedy. Marcus Ross covering him up to the outside now to Mitchell Rhymes. Trying to drive on Meeker. Found an opening in the lane and a hand check called on Ethan on the outside. That's his second foul, and that'll send Rhymes back to the free throw line. He missed 2 in the third quarter. This will be a 1 and bonus with 2:47 to go in the game.
Well, again, the foul situation not favorable. They're a couple of fouls away from being into the double bonus shooting. Galesburg committing 8. Taylorville only 4 team fouls so far, so we're quite a ways away from towing the line.
9 of 12 from the free throw line in this tournament coming into this game is Mitchell Rhymes, and the little sophomore puts it up and in. Closest Taylorville has been in the game, down 1 now, 50-49 with a chance to tie it up. Again, Galesburg scored the first 10. The lead got down to 2 on a couple of occasions. They could tie it right here for the first time. Eyes it, shoots it, and hits it. 50-50. This is where we were at the end of the third quarter with Rantoul earlier today, and Rantoul stuck it to the streaks in the fourth quarter. 2:45 to go in the ball game here. It's a new one. A new game. Tied for the first time with 2:40 to go. Cheeseman across midcourt to Meeker on the left side. Now back in the midcourt circle to Cheeseman with Rhymes guarding in there. Taylorville to a man defense. Diggins steps inside the man. Gets it back over to Ross in the corner. Skips it back out high to Cheeseman. Trying to find Gibson, who's got an opening in the lane if they can find him. Here's Meeker with it on the left side. He penetrates, pulls up from the low blocks. In and out. Grant with a rebound. And he's fouled on the putback. He gets 2 more free throws.
We would have loved to see that one go in and get a 3-point opportunity, but we'll take what we can get here. As Meeker had a good percentage shot. He was floating in towards the basket just a little bit off the rim, and there was Gibson there again for the rebound.
Fourth foul on Tanner Jackson. Grant Gibson to the free throw line, trying to put the streaks back on top of the 2-shot foul. First one up and off the back of the rim. He made his first 9. He's now missed 2 of his last 3 at crunch time. 2:15 to go in the game. Tied at 50. Rhymes sits down. for Taylorville. And it's the five starters on the floor for the Tornadoes. Second free throw by Gibson on the way. And good. 35 in the game for Grant Gibson. 51-50. Galesburg back on top by one. Taylorville looking for its first lead of the game here with 2:10 to play. From the backcourt into the frontcourt, McChristie bounces it over to Wilhauer. Quick pass, flashing into the lane. Sheedy up, rolls off, rebound, put back Jackson. Taylorville on top for the first time tonight, 52-51. Gut check time for the Silver Streaks, trying to win the tournament with a minute 50 to go. Inlet pass to Gibson, driving on Jackson, draws a double team and another foul, and Grant's going back to the line. And you're right, Jim, they go into him. And they just can't stop him right now.
They have nobody that can handle him. Nothing they can do. He's too strong.
They came over with a help side defense that side. It was Cole Sheedy who drew the foul. But his first.
It's the first free throw.
Up and in.
Be nice to get a field goal here and there. It makes it, there's so much pressure on these free throws trying to shoot into their student body.
36 points for Grant Gibson.
Yeah. You don't want to become. I still don't mind if Trevon or Ethan take a shot. You know, I mean, it's not like we've got to go to Grant every time, but that's what's working right now.
Second free throw on the way to put the Streaks back on top. He does.
Let's play some defense.
I got to go to another spot on my score sheet to find some room for some free throws. Grant shot so many here in the fourth quarter. 53-52 in the lane. Jackson lost it on the floor. Scramble for it. Now a double team as Taylorville picks it up. And a timeout called wisely by Kerry McVickers because Jeff McChristie was in a world of hurt down there in the corner in a double team.
That was an emergency timeout.
Full time.
They said full originally, now
right,
to 30.
Just to 30 with a minute 36 to go. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville for this tournament, and anytime we hit the road all season long. Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2011 Nissan Pathfinder, part of the certified pre-owned stock. 18,000 miles, just over 18,000 miles. We still need to crank up that Bose stereo on the way home and find out what that can really do.
You may have to do that to stay awake after a full 3 days of basketball and a long drive home, but that drive will seem a lot shorter if we can hold on to this lead and win this championship tonight.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville and all season long for Silver Streaks football and girls and boys basketball road trips. Taylorville coming out of the 32nd timeout. Tornadoes have one full timeout remaining with 96 seconds to play. Bounce pass on the inbound to Willauer on the wing, trying to post up on Trevon Diggins. Drives to the low post. He puts it up and in.
I had no doubt he was going to be heard of in the last minute. He just forced his way in at the nice turnaround.
54-53, Taylorville by one. A minute 20 to go in the game. Galesburg girls were winners, 72-54 over host Charleston. Trevon Diggins down the right side, pulls up on the low, blocks and swishes it. Galesburg back on top, 55-54. Here comes Taylorville up court quickly. Streaks get back defensively. Down the lane, Jackson cut off, dishes it back out to McChristie. 1 minute to go in the game. Silver Streaks by one, playing defense here. McChristie through the lane. Sheedy cut off. Gets it back out to Jackson. He's stopped by Ross. He'll dribble it back out to the wing. Gibson comes over to help out. Now McChristie comes out to the volleyball line to take the pass with 45 seconds to go. Right side Sheedy trying to drive in on Gibson. Lost it out of bounds. Poked away by Grant. Taylorville will inbound it with 41.8 seconds to go. 55-54 Galesburg.
They've been very patient, but I think you still got to look at Wilhauer. He's going to try and get a shot.
He hasn't touched it yet. He's doing everything he can to get free. Sheedy hits the three instead. Knocks it down from the outside. Taylorville with its biggest lead at 57-55. 30 seconds to go in the game. Diggins on the outside. Gibson down the lane. Up and in, and we're tied at 57. And I heard a whistle. Do we have a timeout? We do. Timeout by the Silver Streaks. 24 seconds to go. Grant Gibson has been a monster here in this fourth quarter.
Seen some incredible individual performances today. As we said, the Charleston player hit 40.
That was Zach Steidel knocking down 8 three-pointers in the second half earlier.
A shooting display we hadn't seen the likes of in a long, long time. And then, of course, Willauer here for Taylorville had 29 in that one in a losing effort. Well, Wilhauer is up to his tricks again. He's got 24, but Grant Gibson's been the monster in this game. 39 points, including that big basket to tie the game with 24 seconds left. But Taylorville has the hammer. They've got the basketball.
Yep.
And if they hit a game winner at the buzzer, this place is going to explode. This is a loud gymnasium. here in the old venerable Taylorville site. Hopefully we don't have to hear that roar. And the Silver Streaks could play some big defense here and get a shot to win this.
Eight team fouls on Galesburg. Six on Taylorville. Both teams with one timeout remaining. Both a full timeout. 24 seconds to go, and the Streaks are going to pressure the inbounds pass. Carson Cheeseman will guard Jeff McChristie. Trevon Diggins guarding Will Hauer at half court. Rhymes back into the game for ball handling purposes. He takes it on the inbound with Joe Williams guarding him. Down to 20 seconds to go, and Williams gets a reach foul on the arm in the backcourt. We're going to walk it to the other end, and Rhymes will shoot a one-and-one with 20 and a half seconds to play. Well, if he misses the first one, that foul will end up looking like a good one.
But he was money the last trip.
2 for 4 from the free throw line in the game. 20.5 seconds to play, tied at 27. Excuse me, tied at 57. Rhymes steps to the line, just a sophomore at 5'10", puts the first one up and in. Taylorville back on top, 58-57.
Rhymes is delivering, he bounces a little bit and shoots the thing from below the waist. Uses a lot of leg to shoot that ball.
20.5 seconds remaining. 19 fouls on Galesburg, second one by Rhymes, up and in. Big free throws by the sophomore here in the fourth quarter. And a timeout, I believe. No.
Just a substitution.
Just a substitution for Taylorville. Diggins and Joe Williams in the backcourt. Taylorville waiting in the front court to play defense. Under 18 seconds to play. Streaks with the ball down two, and now Galesburg calls timeout with 15.3 seconds remaining.
Well, it'd be nice to hit a three and win it, but I don't think we're probably going to go that route because it'd be crazy not to go to Grant Gibson.
Yep.
And the thing is, I mean, I'd love to be over in the Taylorville huddle and hear Coach McVickers right now because, you know, obviously they're trying to figure out some way to deny Gibson the ball, at least strong enough that they may be setting up a thing where they try and get him to make an offensive foul, a charge, that sort of thing, because I don't think they believe anybody from Galesburg other than Gibson is going to take this shot.
But Grant is such a good passer, and we've seen the Streaks set up some really very effective backdoor plays from time to time. You draw the double team on right. Grant, somebody's got to be open, and he might be cutting to the basket.
Yep. Well, and again, we've got a couple other good shooters out there on the court. If we can get a clean look from the perimeter from one of them, I'm fine with that because you've got to think Taylorville's going to be just, after the initial inbound pass, sagging back big time on Gibson.
Trevon Diggins will inbound it from to our left, just inside a half court for Galesburg. Joe Williams in the backcourt will take it with Ross, Meeker, and Grant Gibson, who takes it at the free throw line, puts it on the floor, shoots at the high post, missed it. Rebound, fought for. Grant gets it back, up, rolls out. Marcus Ross gets a hand on it, and a foul on the putback will be Ross over the back, and he's fouled out of the game. Boy, Grant had two good looks at it.
And then it got tapped up once there, too, I think, by Ross.
I think
so. Off the rim. So we had three nice looks down there. Nothing would go. And now Tanner Jackson has a chance to put this one on ice for Taylorville if he can hit two free throws with 3.4 seconds to go.
3.4 seconds. Jackson can make him to ice the game. If he misses, the Streaks don't have a whole lot of time to do anything with it to take it the length of the court. And I will bet Taylorville will empty both sides of the lane. They'll leave Jackson there alone, I would think. Nope, they are going to put a couple of players down there. It'll be Rhymes at only 5'10", and Willhauer. They're going to put McChristie at half court, and Sheedy is back waiting. Jackson gets two free throws here. The first one is up and in. The next one would win it for Taylorville. They lead by three. If he misses, Galesburg needs a prayer. It's up and good. That'll do it. A great effort by Grant Gibson tonight, but it will go for naught. Joe Williams will shoot a three. It's no good. And Taylorville wins its holiday tournament. They do not take a lead in the game until a minute 36 to go. Well, late in the fourth quarter, it was a little bit earlier than that, closer to the two-minute mark. That was their first lead of the game, and they end up winning it by four. 61-57, Taylorville is 9-3, the Streaks are 9-7. They win their own tournament, and we'll have the post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Today, all eyes are on Lake Story. It's frozen solid as crews chip away at the ice for this year's Polar Plunge. Here come the plungers now, and all eyes have turned to the guy wearing nothing but a Speedo and a WGIL blue button. He'll freeze, but he could win up to $500 in cash if he's spotted.
You never know where the button spotter may be. Pick up your blue WGIL button today at F&M Bank on East Main and both North Henderson Street locations. And at Community Treasures at 444 East Main, downtown Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
It's Yen's last blast for 2012. So why not end the year right? Get the new vehicle you've been wanting and save thousands at the same time. Savings like $12,000 on a new 2012 Silverado Extended Cab Truck with four-wheel drive and all-star package. Or save $4,000 on a new 2012 Buick Verano. Or over $1,000 on a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Not only can you save money at Yen, but at the pump, too, when you buy a new 2013 Malibu LT with an EPA estimated 34 miles per gallon on the highway for under $22,300. The new 2013 Chevy Cruze offers even better gas mileage plus double savings, now priced under $17,000. Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months. See Yem for details. Yem's last blast of 2012 runs now through the close of business on the 31st. So don't wait. See the folks at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC in Galesburg today.
Oh, just a little bit further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of snow tonight. Scattered flurries after midnight, overnight low of 23 tomorrow. Cloudy with scattered flurries in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, high of 26. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and colder with an overnight low around 10. Sunday, sunny with a high around 30. Sunday night, not as cold, cloudy, low of 25. And Monday, cloudy with a high of 27. Monday night, cloudy with an overnight low down around 14. Currently, it's 23 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Heartbreaking loss for the Silver Streaks, who led pretty much the entire game until Taylorville tied it up at 50. With just over 3 minutes to go in the game, took their first lead at 52-51. Two, three, four. We had four lead changes after that, but when we had five lead changes, in the fourth quarter and three ties. But once Taylorville took the lead at 58-57, Streaks didn't score another point. And can't fault Grant Gibson. He got a couple good looks at it, and even Marcus Ross got a hand on the rebound put back. That one wouldn't go down. So for everything the Streaks were able to knock down during a good chunk of the game, a couple tightly contested shots in close to the basket, and they just couldn't get any of them down at the key time of the game. That was tough.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it down the stretch, but I just had a feeling this is how this was going to turn out, because they just kept creeping closer and closer. The pressure builds when you're on the road and the crowd's getting more and more into it. And with what has transpired here at Taylorville, with the revolution in this program and the home crowd behind them and the confidence that these kids play with, they just never give up. And when they hit a couple of those big three-pointers there that kept them in the ball game when we were getting up 5 and 6 points and they just wouldn't let us get away, just had a feeling that something like this was going to end this way. There was a little magic in the air. Even though Grant Gibson was tearing them apart on the other end, we just had a feeling that the dam was about ready to give way, and at the end it finally did, and Taylorville took a hard-fought win. Galesburg played a couple of pretty good basketball games today. Did a few things wrong, and that's all it takes. This has been one of the most competitive multi-team round-robin tournaments I have ever seen.
So competitive that Mattoon, which lost its first two games of the tournament, came back and won its last three, ended up with the second-place trophy. And we're trying to... The public address system down here isn't as deep, I guess, as you might like. It seems like the announcements kind of linger up in the rafters, and it's kind of hard to hear what they're saying. I thought they said by virtue of free throw percentage. I thought that's what they said is how Mattoon ended up, because Mattoon, Charleston, and Galesburg all ended up at 3-2 in the tournament. But whatever the tiebreaker was that determined that, it ends up being Mattoon who comes away with a second-place trophy. So the Galesburg Silver Streaks come home empty-handed, despite being in control of their own destiny coming in today, winning their first three games in the tournament. But losing the one to Rantoul certainly was a big factor, but not so much in the... They still had the chance to come in here and win tonight and win the tournament, but just couldn't get it done down the stretch.
Well, and we're not done over in this part of the state.
Nope.
We won't play again for a week. And when we play again, it'll be... it'll be next Saturday in Effingham against the Chicago team, of all things.
Having a shootout at St. Anthony's High School down there, and that's where Galesburg heads next, with probably a disappointing 9-7 record. Mike Reynolds said in the pregame show, you know, we wanted to come in here, win the championship trophy, not just any trophy, but that trophy. And he said more than that, we even wanted to go 5-0. We didn't want to come down here and lose a game, period. And they come out losing their last two and not taking home any kind of a trophy. So that'll sting a little bit for the next 8 days, I think.
And again, you're going to look at the strategy of this game, and Taylorville realized that they were going to give up a lot to Grant Gibson inside as this thing went along, but they stuck with the same defense to try and beat a one-dimensional Galesburg team, because we couldn't get anything from the outside for the most part from our guys that had really contributed throughout the course of this tournament. Ethan Meeker made the all-tournament team, but wasn't able to get much of anything done here tonight.
2 points.
And
only five shots.
And Trevon Diggins, who should have made the all-tournament team, but I don't think he did.
Nope.
And mainly just because he got put on the bench with a bunch of foul calls this afternoon that were real questionable.
Well, and I can't help but wonder if a little bit maybe that those who determine the all-tournament team maybe aren't thinking we can't let three from one team be on the tournament.
Right, especially one that didn't win the tournament. So.
Or even got second.
Yeah, so again, a tip of the cap to Trevon for what he did. But I credit Taylorville, because to me he would have been the difference if they go to man-to-man. As much as they couldn't handle Grant Gibson down low, even in a zone, Trevon would have blown right by him. I mean, he'd have been going to the rack all night. And I give credit to Coach Kerry McVickers for realizing that. That was the one poison they couldn't have, and at least they stopped Trevon. And I think that's a big part of the reason that they were able to hang around win this.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our final statistics, our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds after the next break. And, Jim, I guess we'll kind of compare notes on the fly here.
All right. Galesburg 48% on the evening, 20 out of 42 from the field, 4 of 9 in that fourth quarter. We missed our last three shots on that final possession. Again, not for lack of effort. Three times it just fell off. It would have tied the game at that point. For Taylorville, 20 out of 44, 45%. They recovered after going just 1 for 7 in that first.
What will you build? What will be your legacy? How will you make the world a better place? If you're searching for an answer to these questions, Habitat for Humanity can help. It's a curious thing about Habitat for Humanity. We build houses and something more, something extraordinary. A Habitat build site is where laying one foundation can transform a neighborhood, where painting a room colors an entirely new outlook on life, where installing a window offers a clearer vision of the future, where renovating a home can renew a community, where setting a level can balance a life. You see, Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. So what will you build? Visit Habitat.org to learn more.
We're asking people how big a marriage is.
Like how many people it affects.
Right.
So let's find out.
How big is it? I can't measure it.
It's worldwide.
I would say big as the universe.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people?
At least 1,000.
If you bring joy to your marriage, you're kind of like, I want that too.
You see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Back here at Taylorville High School. Sorry for the brief issue there as we continue to run through our post-game statistics. Jim, we were talking about Taylorville was 1-for-7 in the first quarter, and then they came back and shot very well, and they ended up, what, 20 of?
44.
20 of 44.
45%, and they, as they often do, they had the three ball going. Let's see, 2, 3, 4, 5, I had them for, what, 6 or 7 threes on the night?
Seven, including 3-for-3 in the fourth quarter.
And, you know, and it's, there's something about that three-point shot, too, that brings so much more energy to the gym. It's great to get a basket, but, you know, that three bomb is not only big on the scoreboard, but it's big in the momentum as far as the crowd and the enthusiasm. And Taylorville just had a little more hop in their step down the stretch. I'm not sure after the first quarter they felt they could win this game. I think it's very good that they have a very positive head coach in McVickers, because we completely took away everything that they like to do in the first quarter. They had a 1 3-pointer from Willauer, but they had nothing else, really. And I think they went to that huddle just bewildered. They hadn't had this happen to them for quite a while. But they were able to get a couple of shots in that second quarter, climb back in, even though they were down 7 at the break. It's more of a ball game then, and it settled in. And our defensive pressure didn't affect them nearly as much the whole rest of the game as it did in that first quarter.
Finishing off the team numbers, Taylorville finishes 7 of 15 from three-point range, so they weren't bad through the first three quarters, but then, as we mentioned, 3 of 3. All three of their three-point attempts were made in the fourth quarter, and they were 14 of 16 from the free-throw line for the game, 8 for 8 in the fourth quarter. So you talk about hitting some crunch-time plays, and Coach Mike Reynolds said they are very good in their home gymnasium. They've struggled away from here, but they are very good in their home gymnasium, and they certainly took advantage of it down the stretch here tonight. Silver Streaks, pretty good numbers in both of those team categories as well. They shot 40% from three-point range, 4 for 10, so they didn't knock down nearly as many, and they were 13 of 15 from the free-throw line. Well, I shouldn't say they were 13 of 15. Grant Gibson was 13 of 15 from the free-throw line. Nobody else shot a free-throw for Galesburg, so Grant was very good from there tonight.
Well, in fact,
tonight,
nobody else shot a free-throw for Galesburg the entire day.
That's
he
true.
He shot all four of them this afternoon.
That's right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
That's an excellent point. Individual scoring. Kyle Willauer leads Taylorville in scoring, the all-tournament team member with 24. Tanner Jackson finished in double figures with 12. He had 8 in the fourth quarter. A couple of big rebound putbacks down low and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. So Jackson came up really big for Taylorville in the fourth quarter. Cole Sheedy had 8. Jack Fulk finished with 6. Jeff McChristie, 5. Mitchell Rimes off the bench with 4. He had 4 big free throws in the fourth quarter as well. Grant Livingston finished with 2 for Taylorville, which improves to 9-3 on the season. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures. Grant Gibson, just her ho-hum average day of 39. He had 9 in each quarter, 12 in the fourth quarter, but 2 tough misses late in the game that he's probably kicking himself for. He shouldn't, but a couple of tough misses late. Otherwise, he'd have been in the 40s. Trevon Diggins, the only other player in double figures. He finished with 10. Nobody for Galesburg finished with more than 2 after that. Ryan Carl, Marcus Ross, Denzel Jones, and Ethan Meeker all had two. Carson Cheeseman and Joe Williams played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who fall tonight 61-57, their second straight loss in the tournament. They're now 9-7 overall. And as Jim mentioned, they'll be back in action next Saturday night at Effingham at the St. Anthony's High School shootout to take on a Chicago Perspectives team. Take a break here on the postgame show. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back. We also have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. 61-57, Taylorville rallies back, beats the Silver Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is John Fuller for Focus on the Family. Coming up this weekend, how social media impacts your marriage, one man's challenge to help needy orphans, and what to do when your child turns out differently than you expected. Learn more in the next Weekend Magazine from Focus on the Family.
Listen for Focus on the Family's Weekend Magazine, Sunday morning at 7 here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
As of January 1st, e-cycling drop-off, the recycling program for large clunky electronic appliances, will no longer be available at Galesburg Transit. After the first of the year, items may be directly taken to Waste Management, located at 1360 South Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg Transit will still accept your used motor oil to recycle it as fuel to heat the bus garage. You can drop off used motor oil at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500.
Details at WGIL.com.
61-57, Galesburg falls tonight at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Galesburg girls were winners over Charleston at that tournament, 72-54. In fact, Streaks had a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter in that game. They got to the running clock. They were up 29, I think, going into the fourth quarter. Yeah, 69-40 going into the final quarter. So the Streak girls had some fun tonight. They'll play Effingham for the title tomorrow, and we'll have that one here on WGIL. Also have Illinois basketball against Auburn tomorrow. 1:15, I think, was the start time for that one, right, Jim?
Yep. And Illinois looking to bounce back and get a win heading towards the new year.
And the Big Ten season.
Yeah, and Missouri and UCLA playing tonight. Looking forward to seeing how that goes. Missouri, of course, knocked Illinois from the unbeaten ranks last weekend.
Of all teams.
Your favorites.
That still galls me. Now, I know you wanted an update on the Missouri-UCLA game. We got so wrapped up in this game, understandably so. It was a great, really just a great high school tournament here tonight. Last 3 days. Just extremely competitive. Even Rochester, which didn't win a game, gave some great games to some teams. They're in a rebuilding mode. So, overall, it was extremely balanced. It was fun to watch and just disappointing for the Silver Streaks that it ended up the way it did, winning their first three games and then dropping the last two, and Taylorville wins the tournament. Here you go, Missouri and UCLA tied at halftime, 47 apiece.
All right. Well, you talk about disappointment, and the thing about this tournament over the course of those 3 days, every team that played here walked off the court disappointed at least once or several times. I mean, you had Rantoul losing twice at the buzzer yesterday.
Yep. Talk about a bad day at the office.
Yeah, we knocked off Charleston yesterday. They were disappointed with that. And then they come out and beat Taylorville in that game for the ages this afternoon.
Disappointed the Tornadoes.
Then they come out Charleston tonight, lose to their arch rival Mattoon, who really was an upset, I think.
Yeah.
And had that game, they were up by 5 points with a couple of minutes to go, had a couple of technicals and just collapsed down the stretch. So Charleston left here unhappy. Galesburg's leaving unhappy after a couple of close losses today. The only happy ones are Taylorville, which won the title, and Mattoon, which, pulled off the other win tonight and left for the second-place hardware.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, though, if somebody else had to win it other than us, why not Taylorville? I mean, these guys got hardware. Their students rushed out on the court afterwards. They haven't won a piece of hardware, in a decade. You know, we talked about how poor
maybe
this
longer
program has been for a long time, and for them to get something fresh to put in the trophy case on their home court. And really, I thought they played hard. I thought they played clean. This was not a pushing match. It wasn't a dirty game at all. It was just a very hardly contested game. And so when you walk off the court like that, you'd rather win, but you know, you feel pretty good for what Taylorville was able to accomplish.
And with Galesburg coming out of that timeout with 15 seconds to go, down 59-57, what I most wanted more than anything was at least to get a shot off. I didn't want them to turn the ball over and then walk off just, you know, not even having had a chance to tie the game. They had three good looks at the basket.
Yep. That's all you
and
can
just,
ask.
And just couldn't knock them down. So Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And we'll find out what the coach has to say about this one, other than disappointment, which we all can be after this one. But a tough game, fun one to watch. Jim, take it away with Coach Reynolds.
All right, as we were talking, Mike, every team left this court with some disappointment at some point of this three-day stretch. A great series of games capped off by this one tonight. We jumped out to that 10-0 lead. I thought that we'd kind of stolen their lunch there in the first quarter. Wasn't sure they'd bounce back, but somehow they got back in it.
Well, our defense let us down in the second quarter, let them back in the game. And our defense let us down again in the fourth quarter. So until we shore up and play 32 minutes of, you know, not cool, because cool doesn't win, looking in the crowd and bouncing around, and cool's offense. That doesn't win. If you're gonna win championships, you got to guard for 32 minutes. And we didn't do that. We let down a little bit in the second quarter for about 3 or 4 minutes. We let down in the fourth quarter for 3 or 4 minutes. And you're on the road. You're playing a team that's hot. We got beat. You know, they beat us. You give a lot of credit to them, but I put a lot of it on us, too, because defensively, we didn't gut it out.
Will Auer was a concern coming in. He had his points, but down the stretch, wasn't so much him, but they hit some three-pointers, and it seems like when they hit those, their crowd really gets into it. Did you feel our players got rattled at all at this point of the game?
No, I don't think we toughed it out. You know, I think offensively we got shots. We even at the end of the game, we got the ball right where we wanted it. You know, Grant was able to get a shot. If he couldn't have got a shot, I think Meeker, you know, Meeker's guy was floating in. But we got the shot we wanted, and we got three of them, and then somehow we got a phantom over the back call. But, I mean, that's if you don't put one of the first three in, you got to expect at some point they're going to call something crazy. But, you know, that was, you know, I thought we played okay. I thought the game, you know, from officiating standpoint changed there in the third quarter when he threw his little fit and then went out there at half court and went crazy, and the refs allowed him to do it, and then they got a little intimidated and refused to make any calls for a while, and then finally Grant, you know, forced him into some calls because he took it to the rim and they couldn't guard him, which we knew coming in. He's a tough matchup for them, but you know, defensively, we let ourselves down today, and we're not going to win. We're not going to win giving up 60 some points. What, 61 today and 70? We're not going to win doing that.
You mentioned the tough matchup. Obviously, they had no answer for him, and we became a little one-dimensional, but that was the way it had to be. That was, they were taking Meeker away. He couldn't get off a shot outside. They weren't going to let Trevon penetrate against the zone, so it was Gibson, and I guess you just keep going right there because they couldn't stop him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at some point you think they'll double or force it, but, I mean, we let them off the hook defensively because we allowed them to get open shot after open shot after open shot after open shot in the fourth quarter. I think they had almost 25 points, and, I mean, that's embarrassing, to be real honest with you.
And one of the really odd statistics that comes out of today at the free throw line, we only had one player in two full games shoot free throws. I'm not sure I've ever seen that in consecutive games with Grant Gibson, the only one that shot a free throw for us all day today.
Do you really want me to comment on that? I like to stay employed, so I'll be quiet, I think.
All right. Thought it was an interesting stat, needed to come out anyway. So, Mike, great, great tournament. I know you like to win those games, but we really enjoyed broadcasting, a lot of fun down here, and we got to come back farther this across the state. We're playing over in Effingham on Saturday, so you got a week to work on your defense, I guess.
Well, I give you one little guarantee. We'll have that defense shored up by Saturday because that's not happening again like it happened today. I'm not watching that, so it'll be taken care of.
I believe it. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
As always, our thanks to Coach Mike Reynolds for joining us in the post game, even after some tough ones like this one was here tonight. Take a break here on the post game show. When we come back, we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Taylorville wins at 57 rather. Galesburg now 9-7 on the season. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kick off 2013 right. Head to Broadview on the Square and celebrate New Year's Eve in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the new year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street. with party favors and a champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Why burn gas and battle the traffic when the best parties are in Galesburg? Start 2013 with a celebration you'll never forget. Only in the Berg. Wishing you and yours a safe and happy new year.
Wear it and win the blue WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Back at Taylorville High School, Galesburg falls in the championship game to the host Tornadoes 61-57. Our final order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Ooh, the suspense is killing me.
Well, we thought this afternoon's was pretty much a slam dunk with Ethan Meeker in the career high. And if that was a slam dunk, this one tears down the backboard.
Yeah.
In the slam dunk that comes out of this choice for Dave's. 32, Grant Gibson was the whole show on offense pretty much in this, and if it weren't for a couple of balls that danced off the rim there toward the end, we might still be playing basketball here tonight. 39 points for Gibson.
Yep, and 13 of 15 from the free throw line, 9 in each of the first three quarters, and 12 in the final quarter, and gosh darn, if a couple of those shots in close right at the end just wouldn't go down. Otherwise, like Jim said, he'd be in the 40s, and we might be in an overtime right now. But a great game to watch, very entertaining, and congratulations to Taylorville for taking home the title in a very entertaining tournament all the way around. So, Jim, happy new year to you. And as you mentioned already, we'll see you down in Effingham next Saturday night.
Okay. And I'm guessing we're going to play some defense.
It sure sounds that way, doesn't it?
If they don't, they may not get to come home.
And congratulations to the Galesburg girls. Big winners over Charleston at that tournament in the eastern part of the state. And they'll play Effingham tomorrow for the title right here on WGIL. In fact, tomorrow night it'll be with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. For Nick Simpson at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Happy New Year from Taylorville, where the streaks fall tonight 61-57. Good night from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.